God that gave double signs, Acts chapter 10, verses 3 to 16. Today's Bible verses come from a book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 3 to 16. One day at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God, who came to him and said, "Cornelius." Cornelius stared at him in fear.
"What is it, Lord?"
he asked. The angel answered, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea." When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier, who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa. About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven opened, and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles of the earth and birds of the air. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter. Kill and eat."
"Surely not, Lord," Peter replied.
"I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." This happened three times, and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. As we live our lives, I think one of the most important things is assurance. When studying, we need to have assurance about the goals. When running the business, we need to have assurance about success. In whatever we do, in the things we do without assurance, we get easily stumbled and we get to give up easily. There is our old saying, 7 games, 8 triumphs. It means assurance that even we fall down, we get up again. When we have assurance, we can put up with difficulties, and even if the time flows, we can wait. Now it is about the time to have the local election. The candidates too, because of the assurance that they would get elected, they try hard and they put their life to win in the election. 34 years ago, 12 people were gathered together in the basement of the building in the early days of our church. Those times were difficult and had a lot of trials, but the reason that we came to this moment and enjoyed our journey till now is that we had assurance that God would be with us. These days too many people are committing suicides. Statistics say that 6,370,000 people thought about committing suicides recently. This is shocking. In a year, 14,000 to 15,000 actually commit suicides, but the bigger problem than this is that there are 400 times higher the number of people who are thinking of committing suicides in the future, compared to the people that have actually committed suicides. There is 20 times higher the risk of people possibly committing suicides. Our country has been rated as the country that has the highest rate of committing suicides among OECD countries. People have lost their directions and lost hope. This is mainly the high degree of stress, twisted relationships with people, and because the assurance about the vision of life has been lost. In the end, the assurance that can win over our own selves and our circumstances is important. If we see the people that have experienced failures, but they have overcome the difficulties, we get to realize that what we should have is assurance. It is the same with relationships with others. Between the male and female relationship, the assurance about the trust for each other is important. The community lives with our neighbors too. We need to have assurance that trusts each other. We're colleagues at the workplace, and all the relationships that get formed in our society, these are all linked to assurance about the trust for each other. The most unfortunate thing is not being able to trust each other. The North Korea and South Korea relationship too, these two are in conflict because they cannot trust each other. In the international relations too, the critical thing is assurance about the trust for each other. If we have no assurance about the promises, the order in the international relations gets broken. Whatever it is, the assurance is important.
Our faith too, we need to have assurance for the salvation. When Israelites were asked to depart from Egypt, God told Moses to be bold and confident. God gave Moses 10 definite signs of disasters and depressed the minds of Pharaoh. Also, we need to have assurance of faith. When David was fighting with Goliath, he was not let down because of the appearance of Goliath. David was not fearful of the weapons of Goliath. It was all because he had assurance of the faith for God. We need to have assurance for the answers from God. Elijah prayed for the rain in March and June. God did not answer his prayer straight away. He was asked to go to the messenger 7 times. The number 7 does not mean it is a number with a limit. It means go and try till God works. For sure, he had assurance about the fact that God will answer him. When God lets us know about his will, he does not say to us uncertainly. He answers us certainly and definitely. Today's passage shows the hidden hands of God working with the Holy Spirit when the foreigner Cornelius and a Jew Peter met. These two people's meeting was not a result of a mere coincidence. God that gave signs to Cornelius, gave signs to Peter as well. Two people, in the same way, in their visions, God gave them signs. He sent double signs. In other words, to both of them all, in the same way, in their vision, God showed them signs of answer. If it was not that, then these two people could not be met together possibly. Because the people of those days, the Jews, did not treat the foreigners as equally as them back in those days. God sent signs to both sides, and let them know that this was the will of God. When God lets people know of his will, like this, he informs people certainly with assurance and boldly. A while ago, when I was on the phone with my son, I heard this story. This has happened in his youth group at church. One guy told the girl, "God told me to marry you, so obey." Like this, that guy pushed the girl. But the girl did not have that guy in her heart at all, so she was in pain and asked for counseling. When choosing the partner for marriage, if there is will of God, certainly, then in whatever ways, God leads both sides to have the hearts that love for each other. God gives signs to both sides, and does not give signs to one side only. It is not an one-way thing. The one side does not love the other, and says, "That is not my love," but the other person loves that person by his or herself, and says that God told him or her, and then it is a very wrong faith. I thought that guy had been probably fell in cult religion called something like New Acts activities, so I advised my son to find out about that. Son told me that was right. The New Acts activities are carried out by a group of people that have extremely wrong ideas about magic and mystery. These are the group of people that claim that they have been told by God directly. One day, when I was delivering the lecture in a graduate school of theology, I asked a student, "Why are you trying to be a church minister?" "I have been prayed for by a woman that builds an altar at home, and she told me that I need to be a church minister. So I did not know about the calling of God, and I just started studying theology." It was a confession that he does not have any idea about calling, love for souls, and he just walks the way to become a church pastor. The most dangerous person is a person that has been prayed for once and decides the destiny. When God puts someone in the ministry, how would he give sign to the other side only? We must correctly know this. At least if God called someone to be a minister, then for sure, God lets that person to realize about the calling of God by any means. This is the way God works. God let Cornelius know, and he let Peter know in their visions, to both of them, equally, that this was the will of God. This is the way of God. You need to have the ability to spiritually see through the things correctly, and in this time of confusion, you need to differentiate the will of God over others, and I hope you will live the lives of faith that has conviction. Then when did God give double signs? Firstly, when praying, God gave signs. In verses 3-5, it says, "One day at about 3 in the afternoon he had a vision. he distinctly saw an angel of God, who came to him and said, "Cornelius." Cornelius stared at him in fear.
"What is it, Lord?" he asked.
The angel answered, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon who is called Peter." God gave signs when Cornelius and Peter prayed to God. In verses 3 to 5 of our passage today, it shows when Cornelius was praying, God showed his signs to him. In verse 3, when Cornelius prayed, in vision, his eyes were opened. The eye this talks about here is not a physical eye. It is a spiritual eye that he allowed him to have, for him to understand the will of God. This spiritual eye, this is an eye, that gets open when praying. And in verse 4, it says through the angel, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God." When praying, angel appeared. In the Bible, it has a lot of cases like this. In Acts chapter 12, when Peter was put in a jail, the angel appeared and tapped on his waist. The angel woke him up from his sleep, and helped him to get out of the door of the jail. There was this incident. He followed the angel, and at that time, all the believers were praying there. Also, Hezekiah was like that. At night when he was praying, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, and made the army of Assyria to be blind. So on one night, 185,000 people in the army of Assyria killed each other and they died. This happened on the night that he was praying. In New and Old Testaments, the numerous happenings, countless historical events have happened in the Bible, and these all happened when they were praying. When Cornelius was praying, God opened his eyes, and through the angel, God informed him that his prayers were answered. We see that God guided him to meet Peter. It did not only happen to Cornelius. When praying, God gave Peter the same sign too. In verses 9 to 11, about noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven opened, and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. In verse 9, to pray, Peter went up on the roof, to pray in the set time, and he realized about the will of God. The common thing between Cornelius and Peter is that the happenings happened when they were praying. We need to know how important the prayer is. In verse 11, when praying, the heaven was opened, and he saw a vision that lets him know about the will of God. From heaven, something like a large sheet was coming down, and in it, there were a lot of animals. It was filled with all sorts of animals, and God told him to have them as food. Peter rejected these by saying, "I cannot have these are impure." This was a natural thing. The Jewish people, they do not eat the things that does not have the cracks in the heels, the fish that do not have the skins, and the meat that did not have carving. But there was a voice of God. "I have purified them, so you do not say that these are impure." In verse 16, the same thing has happened three times. God gave them double signs. In verse 17, when Peter was thinking about these happenings, and when he was thinking about these, someone knocked the door. It was the person that Cornelius had sent. These things have happened when they were praying. When they were praying, God gave signs to Cornelius and Peter. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, all things that happen around our lives, for people that pray, all things are not a result of a mere coincidence. For sure, there is answer from God. A prayer that we give to God with faith, it does not get lost. We need to have conviction that all get heard by God in front of God. Especially from this week, we have a time of Lent. Together with family, also together with your cell groups, kneel down to pray and look up to the cross, and have the time of calling the name of the Lord. In verses 19 to 22, it says, "While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, 'Simon, three men are looking for you. So get up and go downstairs.
Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them.
Peter went down and said to the men, I'm the one you're looking for.
Why have you come?
The men replied, We have come from Cornelius the centurion.
He is a righteous and God-fearing man, who is respected by all the Jewish people.
A holy angel told him to have you come to his house, so that he could hear what you have to say.
God does not give us one-way answer. If it was the will of God, then he gives signs to both sides.
This is a story of a pastor that I know of.
Someone came to him by saying that he is a missionary. He needed money, so when praying, God told him to go and see this pastor.
That person told the pastor that God told me to say to you, that God wants you to give me money and help me.
God told me so.
That pastor said to that person, then missionary, pray more.
Why, in my heart, there is no answer, that God is saying to me give money to you?
Shouldn't I also have the answer just like yours?
That pastor told me that he sent that person back home.
Later he found out that that person, who claimed that he was a missionary, was a fraud criminal.
That's right. In ministry, if it was the clear will of God, like Cornelius and Peter, to both sides, he lets them know of the will of God, equally.
Especially to Peter, who disbelieved at first, by three times, God sent the same signs.
This is the double sign.
If God answered Cornelius only, and if he went to the house of Peter and say to Peter, God asked me to bring you, then Peter would not have gone with him. Because as a Jew, he was not allowed to go to the house of a foreigner.
But, Peter had a vision, and through that vision, already God sent the sign to him that this was the sign of God. With pleasure, he went with him.
Cornelius and Peter, to both sides, God answered equally.
The same vision appeared three times, and they were sure that these were double signs from God.
Peter was wondering about the vision. He thought this was strange, and there was someone who was looking for him outside his house.
And the Holy Spirit spoke to him.
In verse 20, it says, Do not hesitate and meet him. He received the sign from God.
We can know that deep inside, God's hands were at work.
This is the correct method of God, and this is the answer from God.
In the Bible, there were a lot of cases like this.
In Acts chapter 16, when Paul was preaching the gospel, the Lord opened the heart of Lydia.
The Lord opened the mind of Lydia and led her to be committed, and later set up the Philippines church.
This is the signs that God gives to both sides.
God opened the heart of Lydia and allowed his will to come true.
This allowed the church to be set up, which Paul wanted to do.
In Acts chapter 8 too, Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs, could not understand the words of God and felt very thirsty for the words.
God allowed the Holy Spirit to work through him, and God guided him to meet Philip.
This has become the starting point of gospel spreading of Africa of today.
The meeting of Philip and Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian eunuch was not a mere coincidence.
This was a meeting that God had led them to have.
Through the Holy Spirit, eunuch had a thirsty heart, and Philip was put in a place where eunuch was.
The meeting of two parties was allowed by the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
When spreading the gospel, when evangelizing, there are people that need the gospel right now.
The people who are thirsty, the people who are prepared, we need to pray first to meet these souls.
So in leading the ministry, I confess this word glove ministry a lot.
When we see this from outside, it seems that all the works are done by the glove, but in fact, the hands in the gloves are doing all the work.
The way that hands move, the glove move too.
For the last 34 years, on the stage, I have spread the words of God and led the ministry, but in fact, the Holy Spirit inside me was with me, and He worked through me.
This is the result of hands of God.
Hands of God moved only.
I have not done anything.
Only I have carried out the role of the gloves.
It would be the same from now on too.
Hands of God need to help us.
The hands of God need to move and need to hold on to us, and God needs to be with us.
Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, Gad allowed faithful Cornelius to meet Peter, and he allowed a foreigner to experience the work of the Holy Spirit. When you do something, if it is the will of God, then you need to know that not only one side, but to both sides, God gives the same signs. He does not only answer the one side. God is God that gives the blessings of encountering to both sides. This is the answer from God. Firstly, He puts the people, He puts the time, and He blesses the relationship with God. To faithful Cornelius, God gave these three blessings. Cornelius was, as in verse 2, a faithful, holy person and was a person that honored God. He helped the poor and was a person of prayer. He was a spiritual person that had spiritually open eyes, as in verses 3 to 4. He had his center of God set on God. To a person like this, God gave him blessings of encountering good people. As you live your lives too, like the signs that God gave to Cornelius and Peter, I hope and pray in the name of Jesus that God will work through your lives so you will also be full of blessings of encountering good people and encountering God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.